Welcome back to TechNet Radio. It's IT time, and in today's episode, Blaine Barton chats with Jay Cathari, a program manager here at Microsoft. Tune in as Jay shows us how easy it is to get started with Office 365, from deployment, configuration of apps, and automatic updates to the Office 365 desktop setup tool. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time Radio. I'm your host, Blaine Barton, a Senior IT Pro Evangelist with the Microsoft Corporation here in Tampa, Florida. And with me today, I have my guest on IT Time. It's Jay Cathari, Program Manager of Office 365. How are you doing today, Jay?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
Great. Well, great to have you on the show. I know you're an East Coaster from Philadelphia. Is that correct?
Yep. I'm born and raised in Philadelphia.
Nice. You got an undergrad degree in computer science and political science at Carnegie Mellon University.
Yeah, I headed out to Pittsburgh for that. Not too far from Philadelphia, just a little bit. Couldn't leave Pennsylvania.
Nice, yeah, and you did some grad school work as well?
Yeah, I was a PhD candidate in Philadelphia at a small school named Drexel, and then I came here.
Excellent. So you've previously worked on Windows 7, great product, by the way, and Windows 8, it looks like, or at least Internet Explorer, and the user interface platform theme. Is that right?
Yep. So I worked on Windows 7 for a little while. I worked on designer-developer workflows. And then when Windows 8 came around, I was working on the UI platform team. So it's the underlying stuff to help you build UI, not UI itself. But say you want to build a great app, you want to build the tools and the platform itself to build that UI, that great UI. So, you know, a couple days ago we saw stuff that you can use to build, you can build with using the stuff that we worked on.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a great video they played. I believe it was a gentleman named Adam, is that correct?
Jensen Harris.
Oh, Jensen Harris. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, there's just a handful of people that are currently out there, you know, evangelizing Windows 8. So that's great. And some of your hobbies, what, play baseball, hardcore motorcycle rider.
Yeah, right? I like to ride. Unfortunately, Seattle, with its rain, doesn't get you to ride as frequently as you'd like, but every chance that you get, you take.
So. I hear you on that. I miss skiing myself, being down here in Florida. So.
Yeah, see, that's something we get in the winter a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of it every now and then.
Well, great to have you on the show, Jay. What I always like to talk to my guests about when they first get started with the show is really tell me what your first computer experience was.
First computer experience, so kindergarten, my dad brought home an 8286, played with it. I still remember he's like, one day he was doing some work on it, and he's like, now I need a math coprocessor. And I was like, what? I mean, this is first grade, second grade time. So those are the kinds of experiences. So, yeah, fortunately, my dad exposed me to this stuff pretty early. So those were my first experiences.
Well, I got a few years on you, at least. I was packaging the Windows 286 and Windows 386 on the assembly line, putting discs and manuals and boxes in Bothell, Washington. That's where I got started. Great. Well, another question is, how did you get started in IT, or what about this cloud services, and specifically when you're working in Office 365?
Yeah, actually, it's a very interesting, to me, the jump from the UI platform team to this cloud services team is, you know, some people might find it very disconnecting. But, you know, the way I look at it, what Office 365 allows you to do is take advantage of, you know, your data and your apps even on the living on the cloud. And you get the native experience too, so you get the great Office app. So to me, the future is actually moving your data to the web where it's easily accessible from everywhere. You know, Windows is great for building these awesome native apps. You know, trying to build apps that live just on the web, you miss out on the great client experience. And I think that what Office 365, part of what it does and the stuff that we're working on specifically, allows you to bridge those two. So give you a great native experience and all the stuff that the web, you know, moving your data and all that to the web and the service of the web just gives it to you. It does a good job of that.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I was quite impressed with some of the demos you did at TechEd. I think you might have thought that maybe I was one of the hecklers of the crowd when I was actually walked up and said I was a Microsoft employee. But I'd like you to walk us through a little bit about what you showed at TechEd, which was the admin console. And, of course, I'm an Office 365 admin with my own account and owned my own domain, so I've been kind of fiddling around with it. But what I want you to do is kind of bring us through how you get started in the beta. I know we're eventually we're going to get to release the manufacturing on the product. But tell us, how do you get started with Office 365? Really, what are the core components?
So to get started with Office 365, right now it's in beta, so you can easily go and sign up, go to the Office 365 website. You know, just Bing for it, go to Microsoft.com and go to the Office 365 site, and you can easily sign up for a beta. Personally, I have my own beta that I'm account that I'm running, and it's a small business user, so I don't need to install the Office apps and whatnot. But when you sign up with the enterprise version, you actually get the Office apps as well, and you get SharePoint, directly connected to your PC and that sort of thing. Once you're there, you can install Office if you've so opted to get the enterprise beta. Install Link, you can set up users, and then you can configure the apps on your own desktop. And that's what I had presented at TechEd, and I'll be presenting some of that later here. So you can actually configure those apps yourself on the desktop. It's not complicated. It's actually very straightforward. We built an awesome tool, the Office 365 desktop setup tool. And it does a lot of the updating for you and the configuration of your apps as well. So it just takes care of that. You know, you don't have to do all these crazy manual steps. So.
Great. Well, great. I know you have maybe a couple slides you want to share with us, and then you're going to
let me just give you a quick breakdown. What the tool that I wanted to show you guys is. Let me share it with you. So what I'm going to present now is the Office 365 client connectivity package. One of the parts of the package that I already mentioned is the Office 365 desktop setup tool. And I'll go a little bit into that, and I'll give you an actual demo of it. But as part of Office 365 desktops, Office 365 client connectivity is set up for end users, set up for end users on enterprises, set up for Mac users. So let's start with the Office 365 desktop setup tool. This is the tool that if you're running from the Office 365 portal, which I'll show you how to get to shortly, it's going to help configure and update and configure your PC. So the first thing it does is it verifies that you meet all the baseline prerequisites. So for example, you need Vista Service Pack 2, you need XP Service Pack 3. If you're using Office 2007, you need Service Pack 2 of that. So it actually finds those things out and automatically gets you up to date. If you're missing the baseline prerequisite, it gets them for you from Microsoft Update and it pushes you that way. And the updates that Office requires, it'll pull down for you and install those yourself. And all these updates are not just for Office 365 users, but they're required by Office 365. These are all publicly available through other mechanisms such as Microsoft Update and Windows Update. We're just making sure you got what you need for Office 365. And then after that, it's going to configure Office for you so that you can connect to your mailbox, you can connect to SharePoint, you can connect to Link. And it's only going to configure those applications that you have that are compatible with Office 365. For example, if you're running Office 2003, unfortunately, it's not compatible, but we'll recognize that you have something that's not compatible and let you know that these are the things that are compatible and that you should go get. So again, like I mentioned, the prerequisites here are the prereqs, XP Service Pack 3, Vista Service Pack 2, Server 2008 R2, or Windows 7 for the operating systems. And for Office, you need 2007 Service Pack 2, or Office 2010, the RTM version. For Mac, I'll get to that later, but this is for Windows. These are the prereqs required. And I'll gloss over this, but this is the current set of things that we go through and update on your PC and what are prerequisites here. So here, I've taken a couple screenshots of the demo itself, so I can talk through it a little bit. It generally goes pretty fast when you're installing it, which is a good thing, but it makes it hard to demo and talk through. So let me go through it really quickly. So here's what we'll see later when you hit the portal. You'll get the option to install Office, install Link, and then configure your machine. So let's presume that we're at the point where we've already installed Office, installed Link, and now we're going to configure our PC and our Office desktop apps for Office 365. So you're gonna come down here and click on the setup link there. Once you hit that, cool thing about Office 365 desktop setup, unlike other installers where you download the setup.exe file and then you get the prompts that, oh, this might be unsafe, this is from the web. You don't get that in this case. It's an on-demand click once app, which means that you don't have to worry about whether you've downloaded an older version or any of that. You're always getting the latest version of Office 365 desktop setup. And the tool just lives on the web, so you don't actually download anything. It's a click once app. So if you're using IE or you're using Firefox with the click once add-in, you get the click once experience.
That's great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It just shows up and it starts running. You'll see how quick it is and how painless it is. In the case of browsers such as Chrome and Safari that don't have a click once add-in, you're not out of luck. You can simply download it and run it in the old standard way that people are used to. That is effectively downloading a setup.exe and running it. So those browsers aren't out of luck, but if you have the click once capabilities, you're good to go and you just start running that way. So here it asks you for your username and password for Office 365. So I'll show you later, but I'll put my credentials in there and I'll start. First thing it does, it checks your system configuration, sees what apps you have installed, and it also checks what services you've got on Office 365. For example, some people might not want SharePoint. Some people might not want Link. They might just only want Outlook and Exchange. So your admin might set it up so that, hey, I don't want you guys to have anything other than Exchange. Well, this tool will go online. It'll check, pull that data down, and configure your PC for the appropriate parts. So in this case, when I ran it, I was configured for, I had the services of Outlook, SharePoint, and Link, and I decided I was going to configure all of them. And there was one update that my PC needed. I hadn't managed to get around to installing it. So, hey, it said find that important update. So I'm kind of curious, what's that important update? So I'll say, show me more details. Oh, apparently there's an update for Outlook here that I haven't applied yet. Also, it's cool to note that the different configuration options that you have and the updates themselves, if you click on them, for example, I've clicked on SharePoint here, it gives you a little information about SharePoint over on the right-hand side. Same thing applies for the updates themselves. Now, you'll click on Continue and you'll be elevated to an admin credential. So this is important to note for small businesses. Most people in small businesses have admin credentials. But in the enterprise space, admins have a tendency to lock down the user's PCs so that they don't have admin credentials. And in this case, and I'll get to this later in the presentation, admins are expected to keep PCs up to date and use another mechanism such as WSUS or SVCM or other deployment mechanisms to keep their end users' PCs up to date. But that doesn't mean that this tool is no longer useful. It's just that the update part of it is not going to help them out because their PCs are going to be updated. It's just going to do the configuration part for the end user. So at this point, you're shown the EULAs for the updates that you're going to have to apply, so you accept them. And then you start downloading and updating the applications. So I'm going to see what is this going to do for me. Well, it's going to install that update for Outlook 2010, and it's going to install some shortcuts for Office 365. That's all, because the other stuff is already configured for me. So I'll do it, and then at the end, it's all done, and everything's great. I want to see more information about the thing, things it did. I can click on the check marks. I can click on the items here, and it shows me a little bit of information here. If I click the Learn More link, it actually sends me to the KB article that's about that update. And I'll give you the really quick live demo. So let's see how out of date my PC is. So right here, this is the Office 365 beta portal. You've presumably already got an account on the beta. So I did, and I created my name at onmicrosoft.com. And I'll put my fancy Batman password in here and sign in. Now, the first thing that you're greeted with is the login portal. And there's a couple ways to get to the pages that help you set up your PC. There's one is the first step here is set up now. Another place is the downloads link here. You can also start going right away and start using Outlook by clicking the inbox. You can go to the calendar. You can install Link. There's a link here to install Link. You can start working on documents directly from the web app versions. But let's say you're here and you want to configure your native app. So you actually want Word to start. You want the copy of Word that you've installed to start connecting to Office 365. So I'm going to go to the downloads page. I'm going to go that way. And since this is this is a small business account that I signed up with, I'm not offered the installed Microsoft Office, but if you set up with an enterprise version, you definitely would get that. So here is the interesting thing that I was telling you earlier, that it kicks off and does a click once app. So I'm going to click setup, and it just launches the application. I didn't get any UAC prompts. I didn't say get, where do you want to download this? This is a file from the internet. It's unsafe. I didn't get any of those IE prompts or browser prompts. It just came up and said, hey, log in. So I'm going to use the same credentials I used before. And log myself in. And it's going to go check my prerequisites. And it realizes, hey, I'm up to date. I don't have any updates. Let's say I've already got my PC configured for Outlook, so I'm not going to do that. But let's configure Link today. And see, Outlook will not be configured. I've unchecked it, so it's showing the appropriate messaging here. If I go to Link, it says Microsoft Link will not be configured. I unchecked it, but if I check it again, it'll give me a little bit of information about Link, and I can go to the Learn More hyperlink here, and it'll send me to a page that tells me about what Link is and a little bit more about that. So now I'm going to click Continue to go through and configure and update my PC. Like I said before, that went through really fast, and it'll show me more details. It'll show that I've configured my shortcuts for Office 365, and I'm good to go. So that is the demo, and here's the same screenshot from before when I had an update required, and then I can finish. So now, I said I was going to tell you a little bit about the enterprise scenario and the Mac scenarios. In the enterprise world, you know, updates require admin credentials. Well, unfortunately, in the enterprise world, users don't have admin credentials. So what they're going to do is they're going to apply those updates, the same updates that we need for Office 365, through other mechanisms. Again, now that makes the work for the admin a little bit more aggressive. So they've got to go find what updates are required and all these other tasks. And we had a lot of feedback that admins have a tough time finding out what updates are required and how to get them and what versions and what applicability checks. So we actually made that really easy. And I've got a little hyperlink here to show that off. We put together a page for admins that they can go and look up the directions of how to manually update and configure Office 365 on PCs. And more importantly, it gives all the updates that we require, and they can just go and click these links and download them. So an admin who wants to deploy this his own way can very, very easily go do it. The applicability checks are right here. The download links are here. And we've got a lot of feedback that this is exactly what admins wanted, and the feedback that we're getting after we presented this to them is that they're really happy with it.
That's great. Can you, so does that integrates with WSUS or SCCM?
Yeah, so this is exactly, that's the direction that we have. So, you know, given step two, it tells you that if you're using something like WSUS or System Center Config Manager, you can just use these and just plug these right back into that. So these are the updates that you need, and the KB articles are there. All the information that you have is there. So it makes the admin's life who wants to use WSUS very, very easy.
Yeah, provision it out and then push it out to the client machines.
Exactly. And then we give the reg keys that they would need to do for configuring Link and configuring SharePoint. So all the work that they'd have to go on out and figure out, we've just put it out there very plainly for them. And we update this page when there's updates to the update list that we have.
That's great. What else you got for us?
I got a little bit more. So the last is Mac, but I just want to make a quick note here that end users can still use that tool from the portal, and I'll just help them configure their apps. Basically what I just did in the last demo, in the actual demo that I put, it was just me configuring. I didn't need admin credentials because I didn't have to put my password in. I don't need updates. So the last thing I've got for you is Mac. Mac users are not going to have any differences than the Windows users for Office 365. They get all the same features. The only difference is that they don't need desktop setup. They've got this great tool called Microsoft Auto Update, which gets Office on the Mac up to date. As it's pretty obvious, it would by the name. So the requirements for Mac are Leopard or Snow Leopard, 2008 Office for Mac, It only applies to the Entourage Web Services Edition. So if you have Entourage 2008, you might think you're out of luck, but the Web Services Edition update is a free update that you can get from Download Center. And you just apply that, and now you're good to go with Office on the Mac for Office 365. So it's pretty straightforward. Mac users are in a great place. They just need to run Auto Updater, and then Auto Discover takes care of everything else for them.
So, sounds pretty interesting. It sounds like they have a an MST, the Magical Synchronization Tool, or something.
So the Auto Updater on the Mac is kind of like Microsoft Update, but it's only for Office, so it works out very well.
Yeah, I know you guys have done a great job of integrating. You know, we used to have Windows updates and Office updates kind of separated in the olden days, right? But now you've got that sorted out. So it looks like this is going to help a lot with that as well, especially for, you know, the both the Windows side of things as well as the Mac side. So Jay, as we end today's IT Time Radio broadcast, tell us a little about what we should be looking for with Office 365. What are the best resources?
So I think the best resource for finding out about Office 365 is actually the Office 365 website. It's office365.microsoft.com. You'll end up here, this page that I've got open. You'll be able to join the beta. Just click join the beta. You can either sign up as a small business or an enterprise. It's really easy to get started. Just put your the username that you want, the domain name that your company name that you want, and then a password, and you're ready to go. So it's very straightforward. You can get started that way. So you can sign up for the beta. I just clicked on the small business one. It asks you for a couple things that you want. So you can start to put your information in and get a domain name and start going. Pretty straightforward. Try it out. It's free.
Yeah, I have to agree. It was a very painless process. It took me about 5 minutes to set mine up. I've even had some of my customers go and do a demo and come up and actually set the account up as part of the demo. So it's pretty quick. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Jay Cathari, a program manager for Office 365, joining us here today to talk about what's coming with Office 365 on the client side. Thanks a lot for being on the show, Jay.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for IT Time Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Blaine Martin.